Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is Thursday, the 6th of April, 2006. Oh, little fail moment there.
It's awfully hard to find. I think it's in this too, but I did find sooner in the gas station I had it, so.
Doing some aquafina today. Hey, the weather here has been crazy. Let's see. Today we are under a severe weather alert or whatever, tornado watch. A week ago today we had a tornado come through our neighborhood. Did a little bit of damage to my house. I basically lifted up some shingles, removed some shingles from the roof. I was actually going to go up on the roof today and take a look at that, but there's another storm coming through today, so I probably am not even going to attempt to get on the roof today. In the neighborhood there was a lot of roof damage, houses that had shingles lifted up or ripped off. A lot of fences have been blown over. It's probably 6, 8, 10 houses down is where a lot of the damage happened. So it was really close to where I live. It was an F0 tornado, which is the minimum for a tornado in the whatever F scale it is. Farfik-Nugent scale, I don't know. There's a name for it, but the F scale. It was an F0. Still dangerous, still did some damage. So I was at home sick that day, and I was just sitting there, and it was calm, and all of a sudden I heard this big roar, and I was like, wow, that sounded like a freight train. I think there's a tornado coming through this area. And later I found out exactly what it was. It was a tornado. Had a little bit of light hail, some good rain. We did have some rain, was it Friday? Maybe it was this week, I don't know. But the week before, last week, 2 weeks ago, on a Monday, we had blizzard conditions. I actually took the day off from work because I didn't want to deal with it. We had, like over a foot of snow, so it's been crazy. Crazy weather, around here in Nebraska, the Omaha area. And, hopefully it gets better from here. We had a really nice day yesterday and today. Day before was really nice. Temperatures are getting up there. Talking about temperatures up into the 80s today. 70s, 80s today. That's probably bringing some concern with some cooler air coming in with tornadoes and that whole wedge effect and whatever. So, anyway, I haven't heard or seen any tornadoes yet, but I have a feeling tonight's going to be interesting. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's just all a bunch of talk and nothing amounts to it. But, boy, here the last couple weeks, the weather folks have been right on with what's been going on. And I guess, you know, you'd rather let them know about what, let them tell you what may be the worst possible case. And deal with that instead of having them underestimate the severity of the weather. So, anyway, they got that going on. We got a whole bunch of band mess I could go through. The original band is kind of splintered, and the remaining members that didn't splinter are looking at regrouping. We had one practice which was pretty unfruitful, pretty sloppy, pretty scary. We don't have a bass player. We're looking at bringing a bass player on. Last weekend I was sick. We didn't get a bass player in. Actually, kind of the thoughts are, me and the drummer are actually looking at breaking off and starting a rock group and get out of this dance music. Maybe keep some of that dance music in there, but really looking to do something different, maybe bring up the level of performers that aren't quite as skilled or talented as what we have now. You know, bringing somebody in that's new, bringing some new blood, some new ideas. I just don't think we got the talent with that group in all the areas that we need, and it'll take a really long time to bring it up. So this weekend, the Splintered Band, the band that is made up of basically three of the members of the seven, that they have a gig Saturday. We usually practice on Saturdays. So we're looking at moving that to a Sunday, which works for me. I don't have anything going on. But we've been trying to figure out how to bring this bass player and find a time slot to do that. And so with that moving to Sunday, it looks like we got Saturday open. We were looking at doing it on a Saturday. Anyway, and then on top of that, the drummer's invited some guys from his work to come over and just kind of jam out. So I may come over and play bass for that just to, for giggles. Maybe we can set up the jam band thing, the new bass player audition, and then maybe what we've been calling the loser band. They have a practice all on the same day at the same place, and I don't know, see how that all goes. It's what a mess. I've been looking at sound equipment. I've been itching to get some sound equipment. Well, the problem I got is I'm just not independently wealthy, and God, I really wish I could buy some stuff just to have in the house, just so that I had something there at home to deal with, to do some things with. Been looking at some JBL 12-inch monitors. They go up to 250, 300 watts. Looking at buying an amp. That's kind of a thing that I'm not too crazy about doing. The amps cost just as much as a speaker cabinet. The speaker cabinets I'm looking at are around 280. An amp will run you about $300. Not crazy about buying one off of eBay. Their amps can be abused and used and abused, and not too crazy about doing that. I mean, we bought a sound system a few weeks ago for about $500. We got, I think, a fairly decent pair of speakers and an amp for about $500, which I thought was a great deal. We got some extra cables. We also got an effects unit. I said, hey, put an effects unit in. He wanted to sell that on top of it, and so I'll just throw it in, and we'll take it all off your hands. You don't have to worry about it. So I was kind of excited about the effects unit, because it's a unit that another band that I used to help out with and do different things with, they used to have that unit. And I really liked it, because you could just key in the patch or the preset that you wanted to do. You have an Alesius quadriverb or something like that you have to actually use a dial to dial in the effect. I don't particularly like that. I'd rather just go direct to the preset just by keying it in or whatever. But anyway, so I was kind of excited to get that. I've had that sound system in my house, been playing some music through it, been doing some running my guitars through it. It sounds so much better through that system, and I guess I'm just looking at doing something like that to so I had something at home to do you know, something I've always wanted at home. That's what I kind of wanted to do with these other speakers that we have that the band bought. They're way too big to fit in my basement, so I can't really deal with those. These other ones are a lot smaller. I don't know, my wife will probably skin my penis if I buy these speakers, but maybe if we can get some gigs lined up, some things going, we can maybe buy some of those things. Gotta spend all my band money on a computer that doesn't friggin' work. Which brings me up to the next topic. Well, let me back up a little bit. I lost my damn tuner somewhere along the line, so I bought two guitar tuners off of a musician's friend, and one of them works at least, and so I could put a tuner in each guitar case and have that taken care of. I've been using a rig that doesn't have an onboard tuner, so I need a separate tuner, which is fine. Let's see, what else? Okay, got the tuners up. I've also bought a music stand and mic clips, which don't have what I thought they were going to have on it. I'm looking to build a pop filter for whatever reason. I was going to take a couple of these close-pin clip mic clips and use that to hold the pop filter together, but that may not work either. So anyway, I have some extra clips available. So when the boy breaks my clips, he broke one of my clips, so I had to buy some clips. Got the music stand. Oh, okay, now the computer. I called them on Thursday or Friday. I said, hey, keep dicking around on the phone. Let's get this taken care of. Oh, yeah, sure, looks like I had this problem. I had this computer in three times. Why don't we just replace it? I'll give you a better computer. No cost. It takes 4 to 7 days. Usually get it in 4 days. Well, guess what? The 4 days has passed. I think we're at 5 days, business days now. I'm not very happy. I'm really looking forward to see a FedEx tag on the door when I get home, so I can go pick that thing up. I ain't doing, because I have to wait a couple hours till like 6 or 6:30 to go pick this thing up at FedEx. Been to FedEx more times than I would like to mention, so I haven't got my return tag for it either, so I don't know what they're doing. I'm going to have to call them again and probably give them some help. And what else? I have an Olympus digital camera that I sent in. It's in some pretty bad shape. The battery door had been broken. And what else? Just been dropped a few times, and I couldn't keep the batteries in there. Battery door was broken. So I sent it in. I said, you're authorized to spend $50. If it's any more, let me know. When I did that, it said that it was being shipped out earlier this week, so looking forward to getting that thing in the mail, seeing what they did to it. It ended up costing me like $78, which, you know, I think I only paid $130 for the camera, but it's still a good camera. I like how it takes pictures. I've got all the doodads to go with it. $80. Yeah, what the heck. I did buy a new camera about a month ago. About a $250 deal there. There was a speaker I could have bought. I bought a Sony, the 600, F600, F6000. Takes video with sound. Pretty nice little camera for the money. Got the memory stick for it, too. I think I got a 512 megabyte stick for that. Yeah, haven't had any problems with filling that up yet. I'll be able to take that to Vegas. Hopefully we'll be able to take both cameras to Vegas. That'll be nice to be able to take some pictures in Vegas. And the digital camera takes some movies. And that'll be fun. Let's see, what else? Boy, I haven't podcasted in a long time. Said it was cold the last time I did this, and today it's actually kind of hot. I'm going to turn the aircon on here. I think I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Dan, this is Eddie Garrett, and this is Chris 200 with Audio On Demand, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.